We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Red? Thanks for the bike. What you got on my 40, homie?
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I won't spend Red's money.
I'm broke.
Give it up, Red.
Come on, Debo, starly mouth.
Where you got my 40, homie?
I don't have nothing.
Yeah, you got something.
Why you tripping, Debo?
Shut up, punk, I'll knock your ass out.
Oh, man, that's messed up. Won't you give him back his chain?
What chain?
Yeah, what chain?
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
Smokey told you not to tuck it in. That's your own mistake there. And the wimpy walk comes after that. Friday, absolute classic. Travels well with time as well. In the Loop, Football Friday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig keeping us on the air right now. Breaking news in the NFL, by the way. The hated team out in Dallas is going to be looking for a new offensive coordinator. Cowboys get rid of offensive coordinator Scott Linehan, which means Jason Garrett will have, I believe, his third or fourth offensive coordinator.
No kidding.
For the team since he's been there. He called plays himself. They assigned him Bill Callahan, and then Linehan. So yeah, it'll be the fourth offensive coordinator Jason Garrett's had during his tenure as Cowboys head coach.
How many lives does Jason Garrett have?
26.
But four offensive coordinators. And he's still the head coach. What is the common denominator here?
He's also had a few defensive coordinators.
Yes.
I mean, I want to say more defensive coordinators even. And if you count Chris Richard, that's
what is it?
That's even
What does he have on Jerry Jones?
Well, it's the same thing we talk about Bill O'Brien. Like they question his game management, they question the offense, so they just keep letting him go. This is a storyline not to sleep on. In regards to the Dallas Cowboys. If the Rams are able to beat the Saints on Sunday in New Orleans, and they would be the first team to win a road game and go to a road playoff game and go to the Super Bowl in five seasons, if they're able to do that, don't sleep on Jerry Jones making a hard push at Sean Payton. That marriage has been rumored for a very, very, mm-hmm. very long time. They're buddies. Sean Payton was originally coached under Bill Parcells. They let him go. There's been rumors. I don't know. They wouldn't be able to throw a first round pick at the Saints because they already traded that for Amari Cooper. But Sean Payton's wanted out of New Orleans by many reports for a long time. And the one job that he would take, he actually still lives out in DFW.
Right. And he said he doesn't like gumbo.
Yeah, and he doesn't like gumbo. I don't know if that was a shot at New Orleans or what, but that was strange.
Somebody's not going to like that.
Don't sleep on it, J-Lo. It could easily happen.
That would be a major, major, major move in the NFL. Last coach to be traded was it Gruden?
Gruden, yeah. Gruden, the last one I remember, and that was a blockbuster trade.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a big, big moment.
It would be a big moment. And I know Scott Linehan has his problems. He has his issues, and there's been a lot of there's been some ups and downs with him calling plays. I wouldn't be opposed to Scott Linehan coming to the Texans and being their offensive coordinator. I know that's just kind of taking some scraps, but I would take any extra set of eyes or any guy who's called plays before. I wouldn't be opposed to Scott Linehan coming here and calling plays.
No, but I think he's done fine. Heck, they made the playoff. Look what they did with Dak Prescott all of a sudden regained life this year. Toward the end of the year, middle of the year, whatever, but still they had a pretty decent offense. They, clearly with Elliott going, I just don't get Jason Garrett. It's like, it's incredible. By the way, Sean Pendergast wants $2 of action on the no for our extra point bet.
Okay.
We bet earlier, if you weren't listening, that at least the Chiefs, one of the Chiefs or the Pats, is going to miss a point after touchdown on Sunday. I say yes, you say no, we're betting $2.
Sean's ears perk up whenever you say the word bet.
What? Turn your little fella into a raging beast.
Yep.
Yeah, turn it into a beast.
$2 is going to go a long way toward doing that.
$2 is nice. What happened to the $2 bill?
It's still out there somewhere.
They still accept it?
Mm-hmm. Still out there somewhere.
Why do they still have pennies? Why do they still accept pennies?
That's a good question.
Bill O'Brien's approval rating, speaking of Sean Pendergast, you're going to hear after us here in about an hour and a half. Bill O'Brien's approval rating, low. If you mingle with enough Texans fans, I would say more Texans fans are out on Bill O'Brien than they are in. Sean Pendergast had some suggestions on how Bill O'Brien could become more liked. His three suggestions, courtesy of the Houston Press, which he writes on weekly, and I think he does a damn good job. I think he's one of the most underrated writers in town. Actually better than some of the columnists that do it every day, but I'm not going to name any names. but he had three ways that Bill O'Brien could improve his approval rating. Number one, have someone else within the organization call plays. Number two, have someone else in charge of time management. And number three, do more video sessions with John Harris because he comes across likable in those sessions.
I like all three of those, but two of them are actually on-field stuff. You know, and now clearly off the field, there's going to be a, you know, a positive vibe, if you will, if he announces he's going to have a game management, you know, specialist, a coach for the coach, you know, so to speak. And if he gives up the play calling, the discussion will be positive. But I'm talking about, like, just him in general, likability. You know, like Deshaun Watson is going through the car wash on ESPN right now. He becomes more likable because he's, you know, people are seeing his face, hearing him.
Plus he's Deshaun Watson.
Plus he's Deshaun Watson. He's not, you know, surly and bitter like Bill O'Brien comes across. And I'm convinced that there is – that Bill O'Brien is not surly and bitter every moment of his life.
I think you're crazy.
I think there's more there. I don't know what it is that he likes. I wish he would let it – that's part of my answer. I wish he would let us – behind the curtain and pull back the curtain a little bit.
I don't know if I want to be there.
Somebody texted us that he coaches Little League, you know, his son's Little League team. You know, talk about that or, you know, do a little feature.
Imagine Bill O'Brien arguing with an umpire.
Oh my gosh. Throwing a red flag and missing the call. Funny thing about his Little League team, though, it never got past the first round of the playoffs. Anywho, just pull back the curtain a little bit. Do call our show. You know, pick.
It's hard to win Little League games, John.
It is. Do you know how hard it is to win a Little League game?
It's very hard.
You got kids looking at, you know, Sally in the stands. You got kids, you know, eating Skittles.
Filling up on hot dogs.
Skittles in the dugout. You know, it's hard to win a Little League game.
Did you get free sodas when you were in Little League?
We used to get free raspas.
What was that?
You don't know what a raspa is?
No, I know you do. Tell me.
It's a snow cone.
Oh. Why didn't you just say snow cone?
Because it's a raspa.
Why you gotta bully me like that?
I'm not bullying you. You live in Houston, Texas. You should know what a raspa is.
Come on, man.
So if you caught a foul ball, you got a free raspa. If you won your game, you got raspas for all the team. And my head coach would break open a water. How bad was this? He would break open a watermelon on the parking lot, and we would all get handfuls. We'd all just get to, like, lean over and get handfuls of water.
Awesome. We used to get a free soda, and every kid would get the suicide.
Of course.
You got to put every type of soda in there.
But do you have any idea with those little leaguers how hard it is to win? And just, not only that, like, give us a call. You know, Tuesday, 10:30. Hey, guys, it's Bill O'Brien, man. Just wanted to see, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No, don't call us.
Why not?
Because I don't want to talk to him.
Why not? I think there's a lot there that he's not letting us see.
I just want him to win.
Well, of course.
I'm worried about it. Because we're talking about his play calling. We're talking about his in-game management. That sounds a lot like Jason Garrett. I was close to that situation.
He's not going to last as long as Jason Garrett.
Well, he's pushing
even it. These guys who cling on to friends that long.
If he coaches out his contract, that'll be just as long as Jason Garrett has lasted. And Jason Garrett struggled with the offense early on, had to give it up. And he struggled with the game management, and I'm not sure if he's got better or not. So Bill O'Brien could be heading that direction. But if you're just tuning in, Cowboys fire offensive coordinator Scott Linehan. We'll get more into that at 1 o'clock when we go around the NFL. And at 1:20, the biggest stoners in sports, because I don't know if you saw what Michael Beasley did yesterday. He tried to check into the game without his shorts.
That was so good.
Forgot to put his shorts on, Michael Beasley of the Lakers. So we'll get into the biggest stoners in sports at 1:20 in the locker room, and also talk about more about the best day in sports that's coming up in 2 days, Championship Sunday. But you hear the music. You know what time it is. 713-572-4610 to get in. I guaranteed that this would be the best think tank in a long time. We know my guarantees don't always work out, but I need the loopholes and I need all of our listeners to help me out here because I think that we're going to finish the think tank strong heading into Championship Sunday and Overreaction Monday next week on Sports Radio 610. So without further ado, the number one segment in the nation, the number one segment in the universe, and most importantly, the number one segment in Houston, it is the In the Loop Think Tank, 713-572-4610 to get
Bring
in.
It.
Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing, because we're doing lovely, and why else, John?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that I literally love the H-E-B rotisserie chicken that Landry likes. It's low-key amazing, high-key underrated. You can get it if you want a literally bitchin' meal. Also, Jason Garrett, since he just fired his, what was it, third or fourth OC? And B.O.B., he's only had one OC. So you tell me who's the better coach.
That's a great start.
That's a good point.
Far out.
And he used every word that we talked about.
Except far out.
Except far out, yeah, because he knows better. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think my check's next going to be fat. Ah, oh, shit, I fucked it up.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
That one sounded like you did it on purpose. And let me tell you right now, they don't get on the air, okay?
They might get on the stream, but they don't get on the air. Yeah, that's pretty weak. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Dink.
I think the next time that anybody tells you to expect the unexpected, you should punch them in the face and ask them if they expected that.
That's a good one. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again, and I think for all my Game of Thrones fans out there, that Jason Garrett is literally the Night King. You cannot kill what's already dead, and he'll be the Cowboys coach for the next 10 years.
Literally, he's coming in strong.
Can I confess something?
What's that?
Never watched Game of Thrones.
I'm not a Game of Thrones guy.
I never watched it either. Yeah. I tried to. I just couldn't get it.
We're the only show. I just haven't. It's just not my thing.
Me neither.
It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of it. Just not my thing.
You can love it all you want. Well, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm just not a guy.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Patriots are going to go into Foxborough, and Brady's going to show them why he's the...
Foxborough? They're playing in Kansas City, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dude. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that I'm white, and I love mayo on my corner in the car.
Right up, baby.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's delicious.
Disgusting.
It's delicious.
I remember
you haven't tried
time.
It, have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
I ordered some Mexican corn, mm-hmm. and it came out with mayonnaise, and I was disgusted.
But you didn't eat it.
No, I ate it.
Yeah.
But then I almost threw up and
it's
didn't eat it.
Delicious.
Dude, I'm not eating mayonnaise. I'm not even a mayonnaise guy. I don't really like mayonnaise.
Well, that's why.
More about that mustard. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Patrick Mahomes will eat 3 sunny-side eggs with ketchup. Am I under or over?
You're about right.
That's about right.
I would
right.
say he eats 3 eggs, right?
Yeah, that's about right.
3 eggs. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
This is to respond to Gupta calling Jason Garrett the Night King. He can't be, because you know what color his hair is, right?
Yeah.
He's got fire all over him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Over my head. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
So, boy, Rob G. Landry, get ready to drop that porn liquor when you hear it.
All right.
Here we go. Rolling through the city on 610 because I'm a loophole trying to get my sports in. Pouring out some liquor for Freddie D. We miss you, dog, but we still got the OG. John Lopez from 10 to 2 and Landry Locke in the locker room. And Figgy Fig on the ones and twos from 10 to 2 jamming in the loop. That's all I got.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that was good. That was good.
Good.
Shout out to Freddie D. Shout out to the oil gas people out there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the delivery driver. Shout out to all the loopholes. Thank you very much for listening. We know you got options, and we always, always, always appreciate you. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Landry, I think you need to watch Game of Thrones, and I also think it's going to be Saints and Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
There you go.
That's a good strong, I think, that.
I would. There's nothing possible that could happen that would make me like Game of Thrones. I'm not trying, like, that. The whole wizardry, the wizards, all that stuff, like, it's just not my thing.
No,
it's just,
me too.
There's nothing that could happen that would make me like
in
it.
In general, just like all that. I know it's not technically sci-fi, but it's kind of fantasy-fi.
Yeah,
whatever,
can't get
call
into it.
Just not me, yeah.
Just cannot do it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that I gotta pop your top, Landry Locker, man. You don't know Gladys Knight, dude. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. Like, what in the world is going on, man? I think that the race car should have been played on that one, man. Man, like, he's a legend.
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
You're singing the anthem at the Super Bowl.
I could name any starting five from like the 90s NBA. Like you can quiz me on that. I could name all this other nerdy stuff. I just do not know that.
No R&B and soul.
Yeah, I mean, I know I got down with it, and I knew some of the songs and stuff. You know how it is, Figgy. I mean, but I just don't know who that was. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I let you guys down again. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, racist redneck here, aka Terry Ferguson. Hey, I find it literally hilarious that even the token black guy knows who Robert frickin' Plant is. Are you kidding me? I think you need to get your T-levels checked, man. Hey, shame on you, Landry.
Yeah, I know. I think he ain't no token black guy either. That's a big mistake right there. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think homeboy hit nail on the coffin. Mayonnaise and corn. Best combination ever.
Damn, thank you, man. Thank you. Damn, I just can't get down with that. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Peruvian chicken is better than fried chicken. Hey, Lopez.
Right, Lopez.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Jerry Jones is the most hated owner in history, and this news today just validates it. Man, I can't believe Jason Garrett is still there.
Thank you.
He might not be if the Saints lose.
Hot take right there.
I'm telling you, he might not be if the Saints lose. Shout out to Hot Take Stacy doing her thing. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Orale, Lopez.
Hey, ¿qué pasó, hombre?
Hey, Vato, this time of year is just kind of depressing because you know the Texans never make it to no damn championship. I think I'm fixing to go over here and Mojo's and drink me some beer, Vato.
I might stop.
What kind of beer? What kind of beer?
I take a little Miller Lite, and then if I get a little frisky, I go to Corona. If I get a little frisky, I go to a little tequila, and I get a little bit more frisky, and then I pass out.
He's got like a ladder.
I might see him at Mojo. That's on the way home, man.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I think that the government needs to resume, and I think that the Houston Texans need to go ahead and win as well.
Okay, good.
Stick to sports, man.
I agree with you. Man, but the TSA, everybody traveling? How about Super Bowl weekend with no TSA?
It's going to be fun.
No complete TSA.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. You just bond with the people in line. Go ahead.
Go. Boom.
Oh, no. We suck again.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that the Texans' hard schedule next year is going to cause Mr. O'Brien to be fired.
It's not my job.
That was strong.
Bill O'Brien fired. would that be worth it for you? You're on the Think Tank. Go.
It's Timbo Slice from that Deer Park, Texas. And I think, John Lopez, you need to take Lander down over here on navigation, get him some good elote with mayo and raspa, my friend.
Yeah, darn right. Dude, people know raspas, man.
That sounded like a fake accent, dude.
It's all right.
That sounded a little bit like
the
a fake accent.
The content was solid.
If you were a Texans fan, though, would you rather go, just completely bomb next year and have a new coach than like tread water, go 8-8?
I got to know the coach.
Come on, man. There's no guarantees. Jim Harbaugh.
Well.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, Bill O'Brien sucks guy here. I think O'Brien truth has been awfully quiet lately, and there's only two ways to improve his rating: by firing his ass or by trading him away to the Dolphins.
Mm. Dolphins. They just hired Flores from the from the Pats.
Yeah.
Did you see my man Clarence E. Hill, by the way, on that?
What about it?
Fort Worth Star Telegram columnist, or I think he writes for the Morning News, Clarence E. Hill. So he's a cool dude. Like I get along with him and everything, but he's a very thirsty race baiter. Very thirsty. And one of the guys in contention for the Miami Dolphins job was Chris Richard of the Dallas Cowboys, African American, used to be the assistant for Pete Carroll. He didn't get the job. So Clarence E. Hill goes on Twitter And he goes, Brian Flores hired as Miami coach. The NFL is looking really bad passing on African-American candidates like Chris Richard.
He's a minority. He's Hispanic.
He's black.
Oh, he is? I thought he was Hispanic, but he's just, okay.
He's African-American. Then he goes, does Kaepernick have a job? And all the comments are just coming in on him like crazy, showing pictures of him. Flores, see, that's a race card for Lopez for assuming because his name was Flores.
No. I've seen pictures of him. I thought he was Hispanic. Race card! Like Cuban or whatever.
Yeah, but he went race bait. And then he deleted it and blamed it on like losing his wallet or something like that. Not a good look for Chill, but he's a Longhorn, so he's an all right dude. You're on the think tank, go.
Not necessarily.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Haiku Julio to drop some knowledge.
Uh-oh.
Time for Fat Travolta to go back to college. He can't run offense. It's clear to see. This fool couldn't coach Houston Can Academy. A new head coach is what this team must get because B.O.B. is like a Civil War musket, only good for one round.
Oh, man, that's good.
That was deep.
It makes you think.
You got to be educated to understand that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think tank, go.
Hey, I pulled a Clint Sterner and jerked my hoodie off.
What the heck does that mean? Well, did we miss something yesterday?
I guess.
Man, Clint was rocking the yesterday. He looked like an extra in Andy Griffith.
Yeah, but he's got those like $70 T-shirts that he always sports.
That T-shirt didn't look a little small.
I know, but it's that
it?
Like high. What do they call it? Thread count. He's real big on those.
Clint Sterner's my hero.
I don't know what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange. You're on the think tank. Go.
What you guys think about Donald Trump with this new news coming out yesterday? What do you think is going to happen to him?
I don't know what the new news, Donald Trump news.
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know. You're on the think tank. Go.
It doesn't matter who we draft. O'Brien doesn't know how to utilize talent.
Yeah, at least he had his blinker on, though.
Yeah, he did.
Tell him some credit. Safe driver. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that both games these weekends will be low-scoring games, but in the end, it will be the Patriots and the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Take the under, he's saying.
Let's go three more. We've been pretty solid today, especially with the literally. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that keeping B.O.B. as head coach, at least he can do for us is grow a beard.
Because of the nipple.
Cover up the chin. God, grow a beard. I don't know if B.O.B. can grow a beard.
Sure, why not?
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got so much Native American in me. Can't do it. You're on the think tank. Go.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
I think that.
Choke.
Suck one.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Okay, well, nobody say Harden, the best player in the league, best player ever. He doing something that nobody never done. I ain't trying to hear nothing else.
I mean, I think he's the best player in the league right now, but I don't think James Harden's the best player ever.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying he's the best player in the league. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yo, I think I'm hungover at work, man, and I'm just ready for this Friday to be done, man. Let's get through this thing today.
There you go. Hey, you're probably going to drink, though, when you get off, though. Be honest, right?
You know what, man? The funny thing is yesterday I was like, you know what? I've been drinking all week. This is a really good thing. And then, I don't know, I got home last night and I started drinking. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to drink tonight, man, of course.
There you go. I already knew. All right, you got the last word on the Football Friday edition of the Think Tank. Go.
I think that O'Brien is in it for the long haul, unfortunately. I know that Landry needs to get online and buy that Hidden Valley Ranch keg that they have for sale.
Yeah, have a keg?
I need to get a review on that one. And I know that it doesn't matter who the Texans are going to – who is drafting for the Texans, that they're going to say, oh, we're going to get a lineman, but a cornerback or something's going to fall, and we're going to draft them instead.
Hmm. Interesting. How would you grade that, Lopez?
I give it a solid B+.
Oh, for the all together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Solid B+. Yeah, that was solid. Coming up next in Around the NFL, a legendary pairing will be united on Sunday. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll hear the turdish side of half of that duo. That's next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.